Hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Random Things with Anamika podcast, where we discuss everything random. And in this podcast, we discuss, as I said, everything random, from books to movies to music, you name it, and we discuss it here on this podcast. Welcome to the first episode of 2023. I know I should have uploaded earlier. I have not been able to. I don't promise consistency, guys. I'm sorry. It is what it is. So I don't want to make any false promises. I'll try to upload whenever I can. Life's been busy. And yeah, so I just wanted to put it out there get it out of the way before I start today's episode. So again, in this episode, I'm just going to give you a review of all the things that I've read or the podcast that I've listened to. Or the movies or the shows that I've watched, and whether or not it's upon you whether you want to watch them or not. I'm just going to give you an honest opinion about what I think about these particular movies and about these particular shows or podcasts that I've listened to. So without wasting any more time, let's just get into it. And what should I begin with? You know, it's been quite some time since I've made an episode. And while I've watched, you know, and I've read quite a few books. I've watched quite a few movies and shows. And so let's just begin. What should I begin with? I'm going to begin with this show called Class on Netflix. And there's a lot of like mixed opinion on it, because when the show came out, people were like, okay, you know, where does this happen? This is, the show is just like a little too unrealistic for a country like India. And, you know, we don't have schools like that and stuff like that. Well, I think before I just get into the plot of this show or whether you should watch it or not, I would like to address one thing, that this show is a remake of the Spanish series called Elite. So this is the Indian version of that. And yes, you know, the criticism upon, you know, oh, where does this happen? This is too unrealistic or whatever. I get that to some extent, but is it a bad show or is it a completely out and out unrealistic show? In my opinion, it's not. I think Class excels in so many departments. I think it does a very good job of depicting the class disparity in India, the caste disparity. I mean, it also addresses issues like, you know, sexuality or gender, talks about gender, right? The gender confusion and all that. And apart from that, I think it does a pretty realistic portrayal of talking about all of these subjects and all of these topics. And it's not a boring show at all. I think it will keep you hooked till the end of the series. I think it has 8 or 9 episodes. I'm not quite sure, because I watched it quite some time ago. But it will keep you entertained, right? So, and you will be invested in the characters. So in my opinion, you should give it a shot. It's a decent attempt at covering all of these like topics. But do I think that in some parts it is unrealistic? Yes, there were like some things in this show that were taken overboard. There was no necessity of doing that, right? And at some point towards especially the end of the show, you just think that they try to tackle too many topics, and it just, you know, just becomes too much. You know, there was already too much on their plate, and they just try to heap, you know, a lot more onto that, which was not required. Because then you're like, okay, they're just talking about gender, sexuality and everything. Then body dysmorphia also comes into pictures and all that. So, yeah, do I think that it's a bad show? No, I don't think that it's a bad show. I think it's a decent one-time watch. You'll be entertained. It'll keep you hooked till the end of the show. And I would also recommend, if you've seen Elite, I would recommend you to watch this one as well. You would not be disappointed. So yeah, that was my opinion on Class, and give it a shot. So what else did I watch? I watched this, it is a documentary of sorts. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Cinema Marte Dam Tak, and it is one of the most entertaining documentaries that I've seen you know, in my life. It is so fun. So this documentary, Cinema Marte Dam Tak, which loosely translates to Cinema Till I Die, is it talks about the rise of B-grade films within Indian cinema during the 90s, you know, late 90s, and why it came into picture, why was there a demand for it, how it was made, what was the budget, what kind of people worked in it, what kind of audiences watched it, and in what budgets it was made, how, I mean, look, what was the process of making it. I watched the documentary and I was so entertained, honestly. I would recommend, you know, every cinephile to watch this documentary. So fun, so entertaining. Yeah, that's all I can say. Just like give it a shot. They're not, I think there are 4 or 5 episodes in this one as well, but they will keep you entertained till the very end. Like all of these episodes are just, you know, so entertaining, so fun to watch, and you'll have a great, great time, I promise. So yeah, Cinema Marte Dam Tak is a really fun and entertaining watch, and in my opinion, you should give it a shot. Okay, so apart from that, I am also watching this documentary on Netflix. It's called The Disappearance of This Aircraft. I mean, that's not the title of the documentary. I'm just telling you what it is about, because title I've forgotten. I'm just one episode in, but this documentary is about this aircraft that disappeared, MH370, right? So I think it was in, I might be wrong, you know, because it's been quite some time. I'm like just one episode in, and then I have like 2 more episodes to watch. But the first episode was very intrigued, but I was not able to binge watch it. This flight, you know, so this documentary is about, you know, about this flight, which was named like MH370. And I think it was heading from Indonesia to China. Well, let me check for a second. You know, I don't want to give you wrong information. MH370. Just hold on for a while. No, it was not Indonesian. It was not Indonesian. My bad. I'm sorry. It was a Malaysian Airlines that was going from Malaysia to China. And in between, something happens with that flight that nobody has been able to figure out what happened with it, but it completely vanished from the face of the earth and it has not been found up until now. So something happened. We do not know what happened. And it had like more than 200 passengers on board. And all of those people are, you know, presumably they are dead. You know, nobody knows what happened with them. Nobody knows what happened with the aircraft. There are so many conspiracy theories that are floating online, but nobody knows for sure what happened with that aircraft or with those people. And I'm one episode in and I'm just finding it very, very, very entertaining to watch. It has like interviews of all those people, you know, who lost their loved ones and relatives. It's like really heartbreaking to watch, but at the same time, the conspiracy element of it is something which is very interesting to watch, you know, and there are like several theories floating around on the internet about what happened with their aircraft or what happened with those people. But we do not know for sure. We do not know anything about it. So, yeah, I think this like documentary about this aircraft which went missing, I think it's a really, really interesting watch. I'm having a fun time watching it, and I would also recommend you to watch this one as well. Next on the list is this Indian film called Kala on Netflix. And I also ended up watching this, you know, sometime. It's been quite a few months, you know, since I watched this. And this film, you know, revolves around the theme of maternal apathy and the kind of impact that it tends to have on individuals. What sort of negative impact, you know, it will have on, you know, people who do not receive the kind of love that they deserve from the parents. So Kala is a really, really beautiful movie. It has, you know, elements of feminism, you know, the theme of maternal apathy has been dealt with such, you know, intricacy in such a beautiful manner. It talks about depression. It's a heavy film to watch, right? So it has some pretty heavy themes in it that are being discussed. And it's a really, really, really beautiful film in terms of how it's been shot, the costuming, the music is amazing. And I would definitely recommend you to watch this film. This is, it is a very, very impactful film. So I definitely recommend you to watch this one as well. Then I also read this novel called Share or Mat, Checkmate, basically. So it is written by this Indian novelist called Rajendra Yadav, and I'm sorry if you do not know how to read Hindi, it's going to be a bummer for you guys because it is a Hindi novel. But yeah, people who know how to read it, I would definitely recommend them to read this one because it's an intriguing, interesting novel. I would not recommend it for people who are like first time readers or just like, you know, have newly turned readers who have not built up a reading capacity up until this point. But it's a interesting novel, to say the least. It's a stream of consciousness kind of a novel. We follow these three people, Sujata, and what was the other male protagonist's name? Uday, and there is this other woman called Aparna. So it basically surrounds between these three people and the mind games that they play with each other, and the entire novel basically constitutes of that. I just found it to be interesting. It's a little tense in terms of the language and how it's been written. So if you are, like, as I said, you know, a new reader, and, you know, so I would not recommend it for you. Because it's like a little dense in terms of like what it's trying to convey and in terms of the language. Moving on, I found out this new podcast on Spotify. It's called the Desi Crime Podcast, and it's really good. I mean, it's really, really, really good. It talks about, you know, the crimes that are related to Desi people, and, you know, the crimes or the famous cases, you know, that have taken place in India. And I just like the format of the podcast. I really like the two hosts, you know, who hosted, Ariana and Aishwarya, I think their names are. And the way they narrate a story, it's really nice and intriguing and fun, you know. And I had a good time listening to it. And if you're a, you know, crime fanatic or who likes to listen to true crime and, you know, likes true crime documentaries, I would definitely recommend you to listen to this podcast. It's really good. And the final thing on my list is, no, not the final, the second last thing. Second last thing is this, again, film called Ek Villain Returns. My international audience would not have any idea about this movie, but the Desis listening to this podcast know about this one as well. It is the prequel of this film called Ek Villain, which came out, I guess, in 2013, 2014, around that time. And that was a fun film to watch. This one is an atrocity. I don't know why this was made. This is like one of the shittiest films. I'm sorry. This is one of the shittiest films of John Abraham that I've ever seen in my entire lifetime. And I was like, why did you sign up to do this film? Like, why? This is just a bad film. The only redeeming quality of this film is its music album, which is pretty decent. It's not that great. The movie that came out in 2014, I think, had a better music album. Although the music in this one is decent. And this film was awful. Like, awful. Yeah, just like horrendous. I don't like to talk shit about things, but this one, like, this film deserves it. And the final thing on my list is an album. Again, if you do not know Urdu or Hindi, you're not going to understand. Like, it's not for you, I'm sorry. But I had to give it a mention because it's so good. It's this Urdu hip-hop album called Open Letter. by this Karachi-based Pakistani artist called Talha Anjum, and it's a beautiful, beautiful album. It's, I think, his first solo album, although, you know, he has been in the hip-hop scene for quite some time. And this album is so good. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of the, you know, hype tracks in this album, but, you know, like, Anjum brings the best of Urdu poetry, you know, to this album, right? There's so many, you know, tracks on this album that I've been listening to repeatedly. Secrets is one, Desperation, Downers at Dusk, Happy Hour are some of my favorites. So it has a very chill vibe to it, barring a few tracks. You know, he's just talking about his failed love life. Sometimes it is about existential dread. Karachi comes to the, you know, it's like being a Karachiite, and, you know, him talking about belonging to Karachi and all that. So that's like one thing that comes to, you know, like that comes to the surface time and time again. It has some like really good poetry in it. So yeah, if you've not listened to it, and if you're a fan of Urdu hip hop, I would definitely recommend you to listen to this one as well. So yeah, that was my list, and with that, I would like to end today's episode. And I don't promise anything with, you know, in terms of consistency, but yeah, I'll try. You know, I'll try to be a little more regular. But no promises. Thank you so much for listening to this one. I hope you had a good time. And that is all for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Bye.